I got to tell you something here. And I've never seen this happen before, and I know it will never happen versus Hillary Clinton. I know it's not going to happen with Hillary, but you know when liberals, the media, and the left, you know that they're terrified of Donald Trump. And you know that the speech he delivered on Hillary Clinton was so accurate, so true, and so effective. And you want to know why? Because I've never seen so many media outlets do fact-checking segments. I've never seen it before. So it's obvious when Trump gave this speech that people from withinside, rather their executives, like I'm talking about big people. I'm not talking about your Van Joneses or Breonna Keelers. Talk about big people. The people in the know. The people that have their finger on that pulse. Those people went, wow, that speech was effective. I mean, what happened was people that are pro-Hillary or pro-Democrat watched that speech and went, wow, I don't like her. I think she's shady. I think she's dishonest. And I like her. But that's how effective that Trump speech was. People on the inside, hell, I bet you people in Hillary's own camp were just looking at each other like, oh my God, this is so good. Oh my God. I'm telling you, the amount of articles and the amount of segments on these news programs that were called fact checkers. That was how they justified having a segment or an article that was all about trying to defend Hillary Clinton. So they just called it fact-checking. Whole segment. CNN did it. NBC did it. MSNBC did it. ABC did it. They all did it. Fact checking. Well, Donald Trump has given speeches on Hillary Clinton before. Donald Trump has given speeches in general before. Hillary Clinton gave speeches, gave policy, or I should say, Trump policy speeches. You never seen this stuff. Ever. But on this one, it was fact-checking. And the funny thing is, Trump brought up a bunch of stuff. But the fact-checking was only about a few things. So you sit there and go, so what about the other stuff? Does that mean the other stuff is true? Or is there no way to defend the other stuff? I mean, it makes the media, it makes the left, it makes the Democrats look bad beyond bad. I mean, it really does. And remember, the Trump speech about Hillary got lost. I mean, it got coverage the next day, but then, boom, what happened? The Democrats do their little fake sit-in, their little fundraiser, and then they go home. They go home for vacation. We're going to stay there. We're going to stay here until we get a vote. All right, it's time to go home. We've been here for 20 hours. It's time to go home. Time to go home. So these fact checker segments, which is funny, because they skip a bunch of stuff. So, as you know, CNN did it, and they've been getting blasted. They've been getting blasted. And I'm not going to focus on CNN and their failures. We'll do that after I focus on ABC. So ABC, remember, George Stephanopoulos. ABC has a headline that says, Trump repeats myth about Benghazi and more. Donald Trump painted Hillary Clinton as a world-class liar in his speech this morning, but the irony is that many of his statements are either half-truths or unproven conspiracy theories or outright lies. They're working overtime. What this means is Stephanopoulos watched that Trump speech and went, oh, my God. I love Hillary. I work for Hillary. I work for Bill Clinton. But after hearing Donald Trump, I hate Hillary. Oh, we got to do damage control. Oh, God, we got to do damage control. So it goes, his characterization of Clinton's role in the September 11, 2012 attacks of Benghazi that killed four Americans, including U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens, was entirely erroneous. Entirely. Coming from Justin Fischel and Candace Smith. You know, two uber liberals, like leftists. Should I click on Candace Smith? Because what you normally could do is click on more from Candace. Follow. See, normally you could, I can, but I don't want to lose my place on this story. So hold on. I don't want to lose it. I don't want to mess around. Okay. Entirely erroneous. What she did with Chris Stevens was absolutely horrible, Trump said. He was left helpless to die as Hillary Clinton soundly slept in her bed. That's right. When the phone rang, as per the commercial, at 3 o'clock in the morning, she was sleeping. The Defense Department's own timeline of events shows the attack started at 3:42 p.m. Eastern Time, not in the middle of the night. Moreover, the attacks took place over the course of many hours, ending around 11:15 p.m. Eastern Time. Clinton's own email shows that she was still awake at that point and emailing about the attack with her daughter, Chelsea. Yeah, but after the last email with Chelsea, it ends. It ends. It ends. So you don't know what Hillary Clinton was doing. You don't know. You know, I love the liberals. It's like they take this position and then they say, if your position is opposite of what our narrative is, you're wrong. But it's not like Hillary Clinton was at the movies. It wasn't like Hillary Clinton was at a baseball game. Hillary Clinton was home. Hillary Clinton was at home. And that last email with Chelsea from moving forward, there was no more communication. So it's conceivable that, yeah, she was asleep. It's conceivable. Trump also claimed that Clinton started the war that put Ambassador Stevens in Libya. But wars don't put ambassadors overseas. If anything, ambassadors leave in times of conflict. See what I'm saying? Trump claimed that Clinton started the war that put Ambassador Stevens in Libya. But wars don't put ambassadors overseas. Now remember, this is their fact-checking. I mean, this is just parsing words. Because then they say, Trump was right, however, when he said Stevens and his team were denied requests by the State Department for more security in Benghazi. A far distance from the embassy in Tripoli, but those requests did not number in the hundreds, as Trump alleged today. They're parsing. I mean, think about this. Think about what they just dissected. That Trump is wrong that Hillary wasn't sleeping because she emailed her daughter. Well, what happened after she emailed her daughter? Did she go out to a movie? Did she go dancing? You stupid. You propagandist. Is that a word, propagandist? I don't know. Clinton started the war that put ambassador in Libya, but wars don't put ambassadors overseas. If anything, ambassadors leave in times of conflict. So that's their other parsing. And then their third parsing of Benghazi, because what Trump said was erroneous, was that, yes, Stevens and his team requested more security, but it didn't happen hundreds of times. Didn't happen hundreds of times. I just love the left. Like this is an erroneous lie. This is horrible. How could Trump was correct? But yet the left get away with mixing gang shootings, suicides, domestic violence. The left gets away with clumping all of that with terrorist attacks, mass shootings involving, you know, Columbine. They get away with lumping everything in so they could say there's been a mass shooting every single weekend, and they inflate the gun violence, and all of the statistics are all BS. They're all mind-melded in, and when you get into the statistics, you go, well, you got to take this out. You can't consider a mob hit being a kid walking into a school and shooting his classmates because he was bullied. You can't put those two things together. That's erroneous. And then they get into Trump claimed in his speech that Clinton's private email server was hacked by foreign adversaries. Her server was easily hacked by foreign governments, perhaps even by her financial backers in communist China. Sure, they have it, putting all the American and our citizens in danger, great danger. But according to law enforcement sources and the State Department Inspector General, there is no evidence Clinton's email server has ever been hacked. The Inspector General did acknowledge that hacking attempts have occurred, but noted there is no evidence any were successful. Again, they don't know that for sure. You got Hillary Clinton in China. You got her in the Middle East. You got her in Russia. You got her all over the place on her BlackBerry. You got a private server that they had to flip a switch to turn off because people were trying to hack it. Come on, man. That's the best you got, ABC George Stephanopoulos? That's the best you got? It's the best you got. Clinton will create open borders. Trump said that Clinton's immigration proposal would lead to open borders. She's pledged to grant mass amnesty in her first 100 days and virtually all immigration enforcement and thus create totally open borders for the United States, totally open borders, presumptive become nominee set. Clinton's plan does call for border enforcement, but the resources would be focused on detaining and deporting those individuals who pose a violent threat to public safety. As a senator, she voted to spend money on a barrier fence to prevent illegal immigrants from coming into the U.S. So, something she did over 8 years ago, but she has since backtracked. I mean, seriously. ABC News, George Stephanopoulos, they're so wrong. They are so wrong. Hillary Clinton, on more than one occasion during the primaries, talked about using executive orders and to keep DACA in place and expand it. I mean, for ABC News, for George Stephanopoulos to recall a Hillary Clinton vote, liberals, man, they want it both ways. They want it both ways. I mean, think about what they're saying here. Hillary Clinton has talked about building a wall. Really? I bet you wouldn't promote that. I bet you wouldn't promote that at a rally in California. As a senator, she voted to spend money on a barrier fence to prevent illegal immigrants from coming into the U.S. So there. Over 10 years ago, Hillary Clinton voted. Ask ABC News and ask Hillary Clinton if they're going to promote that at a rally in Arizona, in California. Is Hillary Clinton going to say, I voted to build a wall? She ain't going to say that. ABC News, you are, oh God, you are just the biggest, you guys are the ministers of propaganda, man. You really are. Hillary Clinton has talked about expanding the Dreamer Act. She's talked about it. I mean, come on. She's talked about the Syrian refugees. She's talked about increasing. Just ABC, please. Trump began his speech by hitting Clinton for a statement she spoke. That's not a misspoke. She concocted a story that was not true. Misspoke was when you're talking with someone and you're like, yeah, and then I went and saw Bill and Frank gave me that package to give. It wasn't Frank, it was Aaron. Oh, damn, I misspoke, my bad. It was Aaron. Aaron gave me that. That's misspoke. Ministers of propaganda. Hillary Clinton talking about sniper fire and running and keeping their heads down. And I mean, that's not misspeaking. A misspoke is a name wrong, a place wrong. Yeah, we went to Arizona and we had this awesome vacation. It wasn't Arizona. We went to Milwaukee. Oh, Milwaukee? Oh, man, I misspoke. I was in Milwaukee. We had this. Misspoke? She concocted a story. That's not misspoke. ABC. ABC. During his speech, Trump advocated for mass tax reform, saying that we are, by the way, the highest tax nation in the world. Well, data from Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development shows that's simply not true. The U.S. tax burden is, in fact, one of the lowest among 34 countries. Again, ABC News is wrong. They're wrong. Listen to me, you stupid mother effers, okay? If we had such a great tax structure, okay, and if we had one of the lowest tax structures, why is there trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars sitting offshore from companies like Amazon, Google, Apple, ABC News, huh? Ministers of propaganda. If we have such a great tax structure, Justin Fischel and Candace Smith, if we have such a great tax structure, you morons. Why are companies like Nabisco and Carrier Air Conditioning and countless others moving to other countries? Why are there trillions of why do all of these companies not bring back the money Why do they leave their money overseas? Why? Because the tax rate coming back will suck them dry. Candace Smith and Justin, they're ministers of propaganda. If our tax code If our tax code and our structures were the lowest, then there would be trillions of dollars just flowing through our banks. You wouldn't have a debate that goes on about how corporations buy foreign companies to use as shells and have all of their money go through those foreign corporations because the tax rate for those corporations are so much lower than our tax rate for the corporation. They're just stupid. They really are. They really are. Clinton wants to let in 550% more refugees. Trump said during his speech that Clinton supports a radical 550% increase in Syrian refugees coming to the United States, and that's an increase over President Obama's already high number.
That is accurate. It's almost like they went, all right, that's accurate.
During a September 2015 appearance on Face the Nation, Clinton said, I would like to see us move from what is a good start with 10,000 to 65,000. That's an increase of 550%.
That's true. Okay. All right, you got us.
Hundreds of recent immigrants are convicted terrorists. Although he was right about Clinton's desire to bring in some Syrian refugees, Trump quickly strayed from the truth by arguing that many of them are convicted terrorists. Already hundreds of recent immigrants and their children have been convicted of terrorist activity inside the United States. The father of the Orlando shooter was a Taliban supporter from Afghanistan, one of the most repressive anti-gay and anti-woman regimes on earth. There is no law enforcement data to support the claim that hundreds of recent immigrants have been convicted of terrorist activities. Although some U.S. officials have expressed concern about potential ISIS infiltration of Syrian refugee population. None of the refugees in the U.S. who fled the Syrian conflict have been convicted of terror-related crimes. And for clarity, the Orlando shooter was born in America. Okay. Okay. But you're wrong. What was the Orlando shooter? I mean, the fact that the Orlando shooter was born in America is not the paragraph and information that you quoted. Trump said the Orlando shooter was a Taliban. The father of the Orlando shooter was a Taliban supporter from Afghanistan. So, Fisher, Smith, is that true? See how they left that out? See how they left that out? See how they left that out? And there has been immigrants. There has been refugees that have been convicted of terrorist activity. Remember Kentucky? Remember Kentucky? They arrested those guys in Kentucky? And one of the guys' fingerprints are on roadside bombs back in Iraq and Afghanistan. So, once again, Justin Fischel and Candace May. You could tell with this because that's it. It's over. It's done. It's finished. That's their fact-checking expedition. That's it. From there, it's over. But what I find funny is they didn't talk about the $21.6 million that she made giving speeches to Wall Street and other special interest groups. Remember, Trump talked about that. They didn't bring up the $153 million that her and Bill made giving speeches to lobbyists and CEOs and foreign governments since 2001. They didn't talk about that. They didn't fact check that. They didn't talk about Hillary Clinton supporting NAFTA. They didn't talk about Hillary Clinton deleting the passage from her book about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They didn't talk about that. They didn't talk about the passage from the book. They didn't talk about her support for NAFTA. They didn't talk about the $21 million. They didn't talk about the $153 million. I thought they were fact-checking. I guess they didn't want to check